T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right. Hey, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us here. Buffalo News employees, like the writers, for example, they're upset with the new owners of the Buffalo News. Okay? They're upset. They basically say the new owners are walking all over them and, you know, they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore. But in today's media marketplace, this is a really bad time to be asking for a raise or asking for better benefits, and in some cases even asking to maintain your current salary if you can't show with numbers that you're contributing to the bottom line. And you know, it's all, how many times have I told you guys? There are so many analogies between how organized crime works and how regular legit businesses work. You bring the money to the boss, you get the fancy car and the fancy house. You don't bring the money to the boss, and you end up with a bullet in your head, figuratively in some cases, literally in some cases. So this is a very interesting time, and I'm asking you today for your thoughts on the Buffalo News, whether you subscribe, whether you used to subscribe and you don't subscribe anymore. I would like to know what the situation is with you, what kind of relationship do you have with the Buffalo News. Now, I have to also put out a very special question, because everybody with whom I've spoken in the past 2 hours of this topic, everybody seemed like they were over the age of 50. Can't always judge age by voice, but, you know, sometimes even the blind squirrel gets the nut. I find it, I mean, if you are in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, if you are in your 40s, I would love to know from where you get your news and whether the Buffalo News, the daily newspaper, is an important part of your life. Because, frankly, what I've heard so far, and I'm not trying to kick the Buffalo News when it's down. I'm not trying to do that. I get no joy from other people's situations of grief and woe. Frankly, if everybody that is called in with a comment on the news is, as I suspect, over the age of 50, perhaps this is why things are being outsourced. Because you have to have a lean and mean workplace if your subscribers are dying off and young people aren't buying what you're selling because you aren't germane to their lives. In other words, you have lost relevancy. And if you are in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, I want to find out if the Buffalo News has ever been a part of your life. Because so far today, it's been like a geriatric home here. Nobody, I mean, I'm finding that very, very interesting. I mean, and maybe that's part of the problem with the Buffalo News. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, let's put it this way. How do I phrase this properly? If nobody under the age of 50 cares about the Buffalo News, A, I'm going to move on to other stuff. B, that kind of sums up the situation with newspapers across America today, that they're just not relevant. And so, if there are 20 or 30 or 40-year-olds listening to this show, I know there are, I want to know if the Buffalo News is a thing for you. Is it part of your life? Because, forgive my repetition, I've been known to do that from time to time, but seriously, everybody who's called in today with a thought on the paper, I'm going to guess, has been over and probably well over the age of 50 years old. I mean, I don't think I'm that far out of the ballpark. 803, like my mom. I mean, my mom is like a typical Buffalo News subscriber. She's in her late 80s, and she's subscribed to the paper for probably half a century. And I am her offspring, and I don't subscribe. Don't know if my siblings surviving subscribe. The dead one doesn't. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Hi, Billy. He would have appreciated that. Trust me. All right. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, when Warren Buffett, the Wizard of Omaha, not to be confused with Mutual of Omaha, but when Warren Buffett sells you off, you got to kind of wonder, hey, what does this wizard of finance and money know that we don't? And I honestly, and look, I take no joy in saying this, all right? To me, I believe that the Buffalo News and probably 99% of the other newspapers in the United States and probably the Western world will no longer be in paper. Will no longer be in paper form within 10 years. The way people are receiving their news has changed dramatically over the years. And I am putting out a special call for 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and 40-year-olds. Because if you guys, if the Buffalo News, the only daily newspaper around Buffalo, is not even on your radar, that's pretty huge. It really is. I mean, the average age of the people I talked to last night who are fans of what I do, probably 40. Average age, 40, somewhere around there. Some younger, some a little older, but about 40, which was kind of nice. All right, let's go to Marilyn in Cheektowaga. Marilyn, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Yes, and I'm going to say we don't want to sit on the computer reading the news. How's that?
That's fine.
And that's why we get the newspaper. And we like it, but we're just not happy with the price. The paper's gotten a lot thinner, and there's gone up twice.
Okay, so at what point does the lack of content and the increase in price make you a former subscriber?
No, I am a subscriber. My husband sits and reads that newspaper faithfully, and it's part of his morning.
No, and I understand that, but at some point, the price is going to become a factor that makes you say no, especially if you're not getting the content you used to get, but they keep increasing the price. Don't you think there's going to be a breaking point at some point?
Oh, I'm sure there is. The whole thing is that there are people that have complained and gone off, and then they get a thing in the paper that says if you want to redo, you can get it for less. Why not give it to us old people for less and keep the paper going?
See, again, how old are you? May I ask roughly how old you are?
You may ask, and it's 76.
Okay, a 76-year-old woman. I haven't had a single caller under the age of 50 today. I mean, that is huge. Marilyn, what I'm getting out of this show is the Buffalo News is kind of like the geriatric times. It's the way yesterday's generation found out what was going on. Because, I haven't gotten one 20-year-old, one 30-year-old, one 40-year-old. This is like an old people issue. I should be giving this to Linda Pellegrino. I've got a mad crush on Linda.
The whole thing is that the kids don't listen to this channel.
No, they do. No, they do. I've got the numbers to back it up. They do listen. They do listen, but, you know, a lot of the calls to the show are based on the topic. Today's topic has been the Buffalo News, and I'm not hearing from the young people at all. This topic sucks to them. I might as well be talking about the Courier Express or the McKinley assassination.
Well, again, they've got their computers and their phones, and they get anything they want from the newspaper on that.
This is true. This is true. Well, you're going to continue to get the paper, and I respect that. And hopefully you're not going to get gouged on the price too much. But again, 76-year-old woman, I find this has been really eye-opening. It's not surprising, but when I actually consider talking to real people about this issue, I understand just exactly the issue that newspapers are facing. They're dealing with a generation that is dying out. I mean, I hope you live a good long time. You believe me, I'm not going to hit 76. So I'm glad you called.
76 old, I'm 76 young.
Well, 76 young. All right. Well, I'm 57 old. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you very much. No, I mean, folks, this is like somebody out there could write a term paper on this, or maybe a master's thesis on this show. I mean, I know that I've got a lot of younger listeners because I am out every single night. And if you think that everybody who says, hi, hey, listen to, you think they're all 70-year-olds or 60-year-olds, you're wrong. Because there are a lot of young people. And I'm sorry, guys, but a lot of really hot women. I'm just saying. And I'm sure Mrs. Nerd's dad appreciated that remark. The Buffalo News writers say the big new corporate overlords are monsters, hideous monsters, scooping out the brains of cadavers and eating them. Well, that's not quite what they're saying, but they're going on a byline strike, which I think is probably one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard of. It's been done before in the newspaper business, but let me just get this straight. You are a brand as a writer. You are a name as a writer. Why would you devalue your brand by not putting it on your work output? I don't understand the mentality. I don't get it. And, you know, radio has laid off people right, left, and center. TV has done the same thing. The media landscape has changed so much in 40 years, and that change has been accelerated dramatically over the past 5 years. Seriously. I mean, it's unusual at a radio station for a week to go by without so-and-so is no longer with us. We wish him well. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here is, do we have anybody under, Pasquale, start asking for ages, okay? Okay, let's go to Ann in Hamburg. And if I'm reading Pasquale correct, she's 1 year old. No, line one. All right. Ann, you're on WBEN. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Ann.
First of all, I just have to tell you, Tom, I'm kind of nervous because this is the first time I'm calling.
Now, I will be gentle, and it's just you and I speaking. That's it.
Okay. I've been listening to you since 1993, and I just love you, Tom. I just love you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
I've just learned so much from you over the years, and I just love listening to you. I just wanted to get that out there.
Hey, you're very kind. You have no idea how blessed and lucky I feel.
Well, my husband and I just, probably 2 weeks ago, just unsubscribed from the Buffalo News. It was an exorbitant amount of money that they're charging for a paper that is shrinking every single day. But what I say, how I feel is the paper was such a, I mean, for us anyway, it was a big part of our life. We go out, we get the paper. We have the paper. We got the paper for 7 days for the, you know, the entire 31 years that we've been married. My parents, big, huge. The paper was, you know, always on the kitchen table. The Sunday paper was huge. There were so many sections. And, you know, now the Sunday paper is the size of what a weekly paper used to be.
I verify that by what I've seen at my mom's house.
It's just there's nothing to it. But I got to say that I'm kind of having withdrawal because we have the paper every single day and something to read. But I couldn't stand, one, the exorbitant amount of money that they're charging, and two, the content.
What about the content? The fact that the content was shrinking or the fact that it was skewed?
I told the call screener it's a left-wing fish wrap.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard that from so many people over the years, including Jimmy Griffin, who had a running thing with the Buffalo News.
But it just got to the point where I couldn't stand it anymore. It was all anti-Trump. It was all Democratic BS, and I had enough.
So from right now you're going through withdrawal, and you know what are you using as your in between? How are you getting your news right now?
We just watch the local news. I listen to BEN in the morning. I listen to it in the afternoon on the way home from work, anytime I can.
All right.
The paper.
I thank you. I hope your first call was an enjoyable experience and that it is not your last.
It was, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Price. I am surprised that Price has come up. This is, like, I've done shows on the newspaper before. I've never had so many people bitching about the price. So, but, you know, it's like the price of everything is going up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. So, anyway, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, mornings at my house are really, really hectic. And, well, I mean, I'm sure they're hectic at your house, too. And I've said this before. Those of you who work 9-to-5 jobs, I don't know how you get anything done. I don't work a 9-to-5 job. And, you know, every morning is basically spent wondering what the hell I'm going to talk about from 2 until 6 and try to get a workout in every day. Today, couldn't do it. Had a meeting. And also trying to learn some new songs on the guitar. It's like I could play so much more with so many bands, but I just haven't had a chance to sit down and do it. Because vacation time, that was painting time. Yeah. Well, I watched The Painter. That was fun. It's 4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program, friends. And let us take some more calls. The Buffalo News. And let me just offer a thesis here. Every caller I've had to this show with an opinion on the Buffalo News has been over the age of 50. This will be our first person who is not in a COVID high-risk group, to the best of my knowledge. Here is Steve in Buffalo. Real good, Steve. Real good. We were biting this morning. We were biting this morning. That was an ad from during the Sabres' last glory period with Briere and Drury. That was hilarious. Anytime you have fish talking, you can't lose. Steve, you're on. Hello.
Yes, I remember that. I was about 14 at the time.
Yeah, my kids and I got the biggest kick out of that. So you would be in your 20s?
I am 27 right now.
Well, I'll be damned. So talk to me about the newspaper. I want to know what a 27-year-old from Buffalo says about the paper.
Well, see, I started off with my experience with the papers back when I was 11 years old. I used to deliver papers and used to get up early in the morning every day, rain or shine, and deliver them. And I just would crack one open and start reading it. And that's eventually how I just started my day. And I feel like as I got older, I started to read the paper to kind of find out like what's going on in the area. Because a lot of times I wasn't able to sit down and watch TV because I've been working jobs here and there since I was about 11 and just trying not to spend, because it's so easy to, with this technology, to be able to go on TV and watch Channel 7, Channel 4, regardless, whatever news channel you watch, or pick up your cell phone and see a news ad pop up. Like, I feel like the good old days are dying. The days that my grandparents told me about, my parents, like those days are dying, and everything's so involved in technology. Like people are just buried in their phones as it is.
Yes. Well, I mean, people in a certain demographic are buried in their phones. And there are some exceptions, obviously. There are people in the older demographic buried in their phones. But as far as the newspaper, do you subscribe to the paper? Do you get the physical paper newsprint version? Do you read it online? Talk to me about that. I really want to know.
Now, I don't have a subscription just because in the past year I've moved 4 different places. I've gone to over to Missouri. I've gone to Fort Leonard Wood over there, and they it was hard to get the paper. So when I was over there, I'd kind of use my phone just to see what was going on over here. But if I want to get the paper, I go to the store and I'll get the paper, whatever day paper it is for the Buffalo News or Niagara Gazette or whatever. And I like to get my coffee and I'll read it, and then I like to go fishing after. That's kind of like my weekend ritual.
Wow. Now, everything was cool up until the fishing part. This is going to be very controversial. A, fishing is a major economic engine on the Niagara frontier. Please understand that. These charter people, they are huge. And people come here to fish. The fishing in Lake Erie is phenomenal, from what I'm told. But, sir, I do not and never will understand the allure of sticking my pole into water.
it's a calming sense. When you got a lot going on, you're sitting by the water, you can kind of just take a deep breath and
I wish
it's all going.
I wish I had the time. I really wish I had the time, I guess. But it wouldn't be spent fishing, maybe playing pickleball. All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate hearing from a 27-year-old who still reads the paper, but you also supplement your information with a variety of electronic sources. But as a 27-year-old, you do lament what you believe to be the end days, the end times for printed newspapers.
Yes.
Just wanted to synopsize what you were saying. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'm particularly interested in those of you who are in your 20s, 30s, and 40s who have something to say about the Buffalo News and whether you read it, whether you get it, whether you will continue to get it, what they're good at, what they're not good at. The people who work there are really pissed off at the new owners, Lee Media, basically, you know. Look, we've seen this happen in this business a lot. New ownership comes in, people get whacked, things get cut, and the irony, of course, in many cases, and some of you might remember this from the industrial age of Buffalo and the transition into the service sector economy, is that these people come in and they buy businesses and then they destroy the very thing that made them great and a good buy to begin with, which I don't understand. All right, let's go to Jesse in Clarence. Jesse, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the program. I'm told you are 34.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, talk to me. First of all, thanks for calling. I know you're busy in the prime of life, sir, chasing women, wine, and song.
Yeah, so I was a delivery guy once upon a time as a small lad, too. But, you know, it's been tough to try to get the print version. So at the moment, I'm stuck with the digital version.
In what sense?
The money on the paper print.
Okay, so you save money by doing it digitally as opposed to getting the full on paper subscription.
Yeah, it's a huge difference in price, but realistically, there's no way to compare to the city region that we get, and the crossword puzzles are pretty nice too.
Okay, you like the crossword puzzles. You can do the crossword puzzles online. I've never checked.
I actually get those from my father-in-law.
Okay.
He's up for me. So I do get some of the print ones. When it comes football season, I'll stop over a little bit more often and read the print version with them, kind of hang out and, you know, bond a little bit. But
so, all right, at this point in your life, 34 years old, what do you see as the future of a printed newspaper?
I wish I could say it looked better than it does, but the fact of the matter is, I love reading the paper, but I think it's costing so much to make these that I can't see it going on too much further between, you know, the cost of printing it, manufacturing, and then having to deliver it. I just don't see it going very well for very long.
No, I have to agree, and I'm not trying to be mean and nasty to the Buffalo News, that the business model they're working with doesn't make sense in 2021, nor is it going to make any more sense in the coming years.
Yeah, and it's really sad because we can't get a city and region if it's, you know, even if it was all of Western New York or all of New York State, there's so much that's lacking. And I can't imagine what a Bills coverage would be if it wasn't for having boots on the ground here.
Well, keep in mind, we have a great WBEN.com site, and there's also our sister sports station. They do a pretty good job covering the Bills.
That they do. And when I'm not listening to 930, that's usually where I am.
All right. But basically, yeah, you see the future of newspapers in the way I do as grim. You know, the other bit of advice, and I want to get your take on this, that I would offer the Buffalo News is be more politically balanced. The way your paper has been going, you have excluded roughly 40% in Erie County. Roughly 40% of your potential market doesn't think you treat them fairly, so they're not going to buy what you're selling.
Absolutely. And going back to what that previous caller had said about their app, he's absolutely right. The whole reason that I had to buy the digital subscription was because even the counter for the 10 free articles, it seems to never reset. And it is. It's a hassle. I think if they were moving into that market where they're going to be outsourcing jobs and things like this, and moving into a digital format, they've really got to get their act together.
If you're going to go the electronic business model to technological business model, you got to make things user friendly. There's nothing more frustrating than a confusing interface, especially for people like me. You're 34. You're a lot better with computers than I'm ever going to be. But I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your opinion and thoughts. Much obliged. Thank you. I will have a good day. Jesse in Clarence on WBEN. So, long story short, the employees at the Buffalo News, the writers, are having a byline strike. I don't understand, for reasons I've previously stated, why in the world anybody thinks a byline strike is a good idea. Because, you know, if you're Sandra Tan, if you're Jeff Simon, if you're Alan Pergament, you are household names. Dan Herbeck. You are household names. You have a marketable brand. So why would you, in a course of a negotiation, why would you want to strip your brand off of your words? At this point, if I'm in a contract negotiation, I'm going to try to do the best radio show I possibly can and make sure I say Bowerly as many times as possible, you know? And I've been in quite a few negotiations over the years. But none again for a long time. Unfortunately, you guys are stuck with me. Sorry. You said hi last night, and the really nice reception at Old Home Days. You guys are really, seriously, I appreciate you. I believe in you. No, I appreciate you. I really do. And I always like, you know, getting a chance to talk with people who listen to the show, exchange a few words and all that kind of stuff. And thanks to Mark Valentino and Hit and Run for letting me come up and play. And tonight I'll be playing some songs with Flipside. Joe Dash is going to be playing some songs with Flipside. So that'll be very interesting. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, 4:54 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And yes, that will make the third band I played with this week. Hot Daddy Rocks, Hit and Run, and Flipside. I'm trying to set a record for most bands played with as a guest in a single year. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm trying to break it. All right, back to the calls on WBEN. Bobby in Springville. Bobby, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Bobby, you're 25 years old.
Yes, sir.
And you're listening to talk radio. You are so far ahead of the curve. Talk to me about the Buffalo News.
Yeah, so my dad subscribes to it, and I've looked through it a few times, and he hands me articles saying, like, oh, you'll love this. And I'm like, okay. And I find it so funny. I mean, you know, love all the local workers and everything like that, but half the stuff in the paper isn't even written by people in Buffalo. And he went on to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, this used to be the Republican paper. You know, this is the right-wing paper. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm looking at this stuff. I'm like, get out of here. And I remember I was talking to him about something that happened recently. And I was like, oh, did you hear blah, blah, blah? And he was like, oh, was it in this morning's paper? I was like, no, it just happened now. What are you talking about? It's so antiquated.
Antiquated delivery system, newsprint, or antiquated way of thinking, regressivism.
Yeah.
Which is it? I mean, which is more antiquated? I'm just trying to get that specified.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, the day after news happens, you find out about it when you listen to the radio, you hear it as it's happening. That's why I like this kind of stuff. But, yeah, delivery system. I actually used to work overnight at Tim Hortons, and I would have the one delivery guy come through at, like, 3 in the morning dropping off the papers, which I thought was kind of interesting. But, yeah, I just – the fact that, like, they don't even write their stuff half the time. I mean, I think, granted, the local stuff is their own, but all like the national papers coming in.
No, you've got, I mean, Bob McCarthy, you know, Alan Pergament, Jeff Simon, Dan Herbeck, and some others that I can't think of, but just names that have been around for a long time. That, you know, that do have market equity. They do have brand value. And I don't understand for the life of me a byline strike. Hey, I'm important to you. So important that I'm not going to put my name or photo on what I'm writing. Like, okay.
Yeah. I heard that. I was like, what are they doing? Like, you know, I'm in the performing arts, and I'm like, even if I'm not getting paid or something, there's no way I'm not putting my name on it.
That's a big club, brother. I'm happy to talk to you, Bobby. Thanks for listening at the age of 25. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Thank you. And I'm putting out a special call to 20, 30, and 40-year-olds about the Buffalo News. Is it even relevant to you? Because many of our earlier callers were basically 50 and older, and to them, they've got a whole different view of newspapers. Newspapers have been a part of their lives since they were kids. Now, I weaned myself off the paper many years ago. I did the trial subscription for a dollar a month or whatever it was recently after we made some changes here because I didn't want to miss any article, and then I canceled this week. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And real clear, look, I don't, even if these people don't like me very much and have written some mean things about me, I don't want anybody to lose their job. I mean, I want these people to be happy. I don't take joy in other people's misery. There are people who do that. And it says a lot more about them than it does anything else. You know, you've got to have some empathy for people along the way. So even though they're competitors, I hope things work out for them. But I'm trying to be realistic, okay? The newspaper business model just is not going to work, in my opinion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.